I'm sorry. Are you ready for Christmas?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yeah. Yes, we are. Are you home for Christmas?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I live in Charlotte.
Oh, okay. You live in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been all over the country this summer, so.
Yeah, I like to travel, so it works out. All right, it's only you. Yeah, good dedication. And then others will come in too. I'll go ahead and quiet to entry and exit tones. Stand by. Perfect. Cool. All right. So were you on the call last week? Oh, you know, not last week, 2 weeks ago.
No, I missed that one. I had my granddaughter had a concert, so I couldn't be on that one.
Cool. Okay. So we talked about time management. And since it's just you, we can do a quick one-on-one if you want, to work on anything that is actually is a stickler for you. And then we can go ahead and knock that out of the way.
Okay.
You get a private one-on-one. Yeah, good time.
Yay, that works. Jerry, can you bring me a notebook?
What's happening? Are you taking actions, or are you stuck somewhere, or do you need any assistance?
Well, my husband, I just asked him to bring me a notebook.
Okay.
I've been down, we made a quick trip to Albuquerque this weekend and kind of got sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like not at my desk and I'm like, I was just going to listen, but since it's you and I want to take notes.
Yeah, that's perfect. Well, I love Albuquerque. That's really cool.
Oh, well, yeah. there's another person on the call.
Oh, good.
Hi, hi. Who is this?
This is Dan Mickelson.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Oh, don't hang it in there. That sounds terrible. What's going on?
Well, my soon-to-be ex-wife just stopped by to pick up some of her stuff. And we had a little discussion, and she's the one that wants the split, and I didn't, so I'm sort of on the short end of the stick.
Oof, yeah, that always sucks when, you know, when I'm in those shoes, that really sucks. My heart goes out, man, but, you know. Mm.
Yeah, I just was served divorce papers a week ago today. Michigan has a 60-day waiting period, so I'm anticipating February 9th I'll be legally divorced.
Room for the right person for both of you. Wow. All right. So, were you on the call last 2 weeks ago?
I was.
Cool. So we talked about goal setting, and we covered the four areas of the life. And so, and what we were talking about in the last 2 weeks ago. And saying, hey, next call, which is this one, that we want to talk about how to get calls, kind of a time management. Having said that, since there's only two of you, if there's anything that you'd like to work on instead, we certainly can do that. We could do an open mic Q&A if you like. My specialty is human development, human psychology. And so we can talk about anything that's involving personal growth or anything that's a stickler.
Well, and I'm on here, too. I snuck in on you. This is Paula
nice.
Brock in Fort
Thank
Worth.
You. It's beautiful. Yeah, that's great.
My son actually was taking a hot bath and soaking, but he was supposed to be on this call, and I just pulled his chain, so he may join us in 5 or 10 minutes.
Fair enough. All right. So is there any pressing issues that anybody want to identify or help with?
For me right now, it's just motivation to get back to the course because I've been so sidetracked with personal issues.
Yeah, so how to refocus when you have a setback.
Right.
Yeah, okay. That's a good issue. And it's applicable for, I think it would be applicable for many people. For one, you know, it's different setbacks for everything, right? So it really doesn't matter what it is, but the things sometimes cause us to get sideswiped or different things come in and then we kind of stop. And then how do we get back to it? Have you done any deals before or are you kind of stuck before you did your first deal?
We're still stuck before having done a first deal. My wife actually moved out while my son and I were in North Carolina. So I came back. She had told me she was planning on leaving, but she was planning on leaving after we got back. And then while we were gone, she changed her mind. Mm-hmm. So it's been sort of a setback ever since I got back from North Carolina.
Got it. So, yeah, life is kind of readjusting, and it's pretty crappy for you. I get that. And my vocabulary, my callousness is not to downgrade your personal problems, so that is not my intention. I just have a bizarre way of looking at things. So a couple of things happen, right? I think everything that we do is about personal life. We want to be happy and all that. And when there is a problem in the personal life, it kind of tends to seep into all the rest of our lives as well, and I get that. At the same time management is about, you know, or life management, as I like to call it, is about really taking charge of your time. So in other words, you can, you know, it's like being able to carve some time for what you think you need to do or what you need to do, right? In any given day, there are things that you must do, and then there are things that you want to do, and then usually we end up with things that we do and ignore the others. So two, three things that happens. One is prioritizing is important. Second thing, which is a lot more important, and what I think you're kind of alluding to in a way, is the personal space. So just because I have an important meeting that I have to do tomorrow, does that mean that I'm going to be there mentally? Or does that not mean that my mind is going to be there? So if I know that's how it's going to be for me, then I will not schedule an important meeting for me. So in other words, if you're in a crappy place that you cannot focus, now is not the time to focus on real estate. Now is the time to focus on refocusing. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
Sometimes what happens to us, we say, oh, I've been guilty of this many times. I go, my relationship sucks, so I need to focus on the work. So what that means is I don't want to deal with the personal problems, so I'm going to focus somewhere else, which is actually, it would work. But if I'm pushing there for, you know, it's anything that is not giving my all, and I'm just kind of going through the motions, that wouldn't work. And what I mean by that is it would work, but it's not the easier way of doing it, right? So if I'm having a crappy day, a few days ago, man, I was in a really bad place. Now I was really in a bad place, right? Just, I wanted to just, you know, kill the world. You know what I mean? I just was like, life sucks. You know, the big guys dumped me a shit pie. So I'm beating them up myself, and I said, okay, today is a wash. There's no way that I'm going to be able to recover from this day. So I'm just going to have a pity party. And what's that movie one with the Bridget Jones Diary? You know, she eats a big ice cream and just singing. You know, I was like, okay, that's what it's going to be. I'm just going to be in a pissy mood today. So I get into the movies and I watch the movies to kind of ignore, you know. And then I went out there and I said, oh, I really feel like just screaming. So I'm like, I'm going to go into the woods. And I went to the woods and I was that crazy person. You know, just cursing in the woods, right? But I leaned into that. So I said, okay, today is going to be, I'm just going to go and just put all my hatred into it. And then tomorrow when I get up, is a brand new day. I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to go to my list, and I'm going to work through what I need to do. And maybe I'm going to have another really crappy day for 22 hours of it, but I'm just going to carve 2 hours, and I'm going to work on this one little thing, and that's going to be fine for me. So because we can only build on success, right? And if you are anyone who's not a millennial, that means that your parents, for the most part, if you score 99, they came and said, which one did you miss? Let's take a look at that. So that's a kind of a programming that does not serve us. So it's easy to find the problems. It's easy to fall off a horse. It's easy to beat up on yourself and say, God damn it, I didn't even do the first deal yet. So how the hell am I going to do all this? But no, actuality really doesn't matter, because there is no such thing as how long it's been. The knowledge that you have, you still have it. It is true that you may be in a crappy place today, and I get that, right? But it is up to you to tomorrow to get up and say, yep, I'm really having a crappy day right now, but while I'm having crappy stuff, I should not make any rash decisions. I should not do anything with brain power. But is there anything that does not require my brain power that I could do tomorrow that could be helpful for my job? You know what? I'm going to put science tomorrow, because that's a brainless job. Does that make sense? So yeah. Now I may be doing one thing that I'm physically occupying myself and there is no skin in the game, but what that acts like is now I'm taking charge of my time a little bit. So now I have a success. What usually happens when you do this, then we go, well, I did one thing, but the rest of the day was pretty sucky. My wife still sucks, and my life still sucks, and my neighbor is still a jerk. But instead of doing that, what we want to do is you want to concentrate on the thing that you've done successfully, regardless of how small it is. You go, yep, I caught myself 10 minutes today. So what you're doing is you're reprogramming your thought process from looking for what sucks in your life into what actually works for your life. If you get up in the morning, every morning, and you can just do this exercise and say, ooh, cool, man, see how many awesome things I get to do today. You'll have a certain day. Or if you get up in the morning tomorrow and say, well, damn it, it's another shitty day, you'll have another day. And you're always not responsible, but you always get to choose, right? So when I talk about time management, when I talk about goals, those are the things that I like to talk about. First, how you want to figure out how you feel in your body. First, part of your day, you're healthy. Part of our day, we're kind of tired. If I eat a really big lunch in a Middle Eastern place, with big rice and lots of olive oil and, you know, I don't know, some big roasted chicken, like a half a chicken, I promise you, 3 o'clock is not a good time for me to have a business meeting, because I'm going to sleep or I'm going to jack up myself with coffee, right? So now I'm not able to think clearly, because my body is like, my stomach is like, oh, man, I'm sluggish. But my brain is fired up because I shot, you know, 4 shots of espresso. And now it's like, woo, I'm totally wired and cracked. And I'm trying to do a deal, right? So the moral of this all long-winded, all over the place story is this. You want to figure out how your body is during the day. You want to know in your natural state, when you're feeling really good, when you're feeling strong, when you need a nap, when you need to do these, you know, different things. And then put your task list on top of those time zones, different segments for your day. And therefore, what you're doing is whenever you're sharpest, you're doing the most important thing, most valuable thing for you. And when your brain is like a jello, you're watering the plant. I mean, somebody's going to clean the toilet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you haven't taken your first step and now you feel like you're kind of trying to catch up, what you want to do is you want to work on a really small step, the smallest step that you can take, and just take that step.
Yeah, I still need to just finish working through the course. So I've got chapters to read and, you know, talks to listen to. So that doesn't.
So you need more knowledge.
Effort. Pardon?
Do you need more knowledge?
Well, I haven't even been through the course that I bought yet.
Oh.
So
well.
Yeah, I need to finish the course.
Yeah.
So that's relatively simple compared to if I were done and actively, you know, really pushing hard for the first deal. At this point, all I need to do is get up and read and listen.
Yeah. Well, that's easy. That's the easiest part. So what's the stigma? Let's solve that.
I've mentally been in a bad place, and
I
actually kind of just did the last couple of weeks what you were talking about. I said, you know, I've been married 24 years. We were engaged actually the day after Thanksgiving 25 years ago. It's breaking up. I just have to be gentle with myself and give myself some time to heal and just not worry too much about whether or not I get anything done on the course for the next couple of weeks.
That's a good call. I like that plan. Self-care.
Now, I feel like I'm starting to come back around. And I think maybe I could spend 2 to 4 hours tomorrow actually reading and listening to stuff.
Whew, that's a long time. You're smarter than I.
Yeah, I have pretty good focus when I'm determined.
Yeah, well done.
And primarily I'm a landlord, and I've got a vacant unit that I need to do probably a month's worth of work on before it's ready to rent, and that unit will rent for at least $1,000 a month. So my son keeps saying our priority needs to be to just get that done, because that gives us some breathing room to be working.
Your son is right.
Deal.
Especially as it's...
Is this your son?
...stuff that's less mental. So if we do it now, even if we're not in the greatest mental place, we can still, we don't need laser focus to be able to do it.
Well, in the priorities, so you wanna, you know, get the income. You wanna put the numbers on the board, right?
Yeah, the way I looked at it is if we could do a deal, it's going to take us a month to finish it. And if in that same month we could do a deal, we'd make a lot more than the $1,000 we're going to make off the apartment. On the other hand, once the apartment's done, we can just bank that $1,000 or $1,100 or whatever we can get for it every month, month after month, and not have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. You know, make the money coming in and then keep playing. It doesn't have to be either or. You could certainly, is the other gentleman who was talking your son?
Yes.
Yeah, seems like a smart guy. You should do both. What else are you guys doing with your day?
Tomorrow?
Yeah, any day.
Oh,
it
well,
doesn't
actually,
have to be one or the other. You could do both of them.
Yeah,
keep reading, prepare the apartment at the same time, put it on a speaker, and clean the apartment, and then do a deal.
Yeah, this is major work. We're like dealing with lead-based paint that we're sanding through. And I mean, I would not want to be doing what we're doing. We're doing some really loud power tools, so trying to have it on a speaker isn't going to work.
I get it.
But we had at one point early on thought about splitting the days 4 hours on the course and 4 hours in the apartment. I think 2 and 6 might make more sense now. Also, I had been kind of letting my physical conditioning going. So what I used to do as a very young man, 40 years ago, I was on the swim team at the local university. And so I just bought a membership down there as an alumni. It was pretty cheap. And I've started swimming almost every day. And at first was going easy on myself, and I'm gradually picking up my distance and my intensity. And I can actually see a major change taking place in my upper body. My son doesn't handle chlorine, but we just finally got enough snow to ski, and he used to ski competitively.
Where do you guys live? Where do you live?
We live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan near Lake Superior.
Wow, cold.
Yeah, well, climate change is real obvious up here. It's nowhere near as cold as it used to be. We used to ski by mid-October, and we just finally got enough snow to ski, so the ski season's 2 months late. But anyway, so he skis when I'm off swimming, and then we can work the rest of the day. So we're starting to take care of other needs than just doing a deal or working
good
on the apartment.
So that's a really good way, good segue to segmenting the day, as I was speaking from earlier, right? So we, on the last call, we talked about four areas of life: physical environment, your health and emotional balance, your money goals, and your relationship goals. And some of you got that questionnaire from you. I'm not sure how many people I sent it out. But so the way that I look at it, Christmas is coming, New Year, and, you know, most people like to kind of have some sort of a goal-setting session at the beginning of the year, as I do. It really helps me focus for my year. And I posted the video of my notebook that I have that I use regularly. So my time management and goal getting works this way. I have an inbox. I use a traditional notebook with a pen, but you can use any of these. It really doesn't matter what tool you use. So whatever comes to you naturally, but the fundamentals of it is does not change. You need some sort of a capturing system. You need to figure out a way that every little wild idea comes into your head, that you can actually dump it into this capturing device, right? That's what I call inbox. So if I'm driving and I go, oh, I need to do this, it goes in there as soon as I stop. If I need to go order ink for my printer, it goes in there. Anything that I'm not going to take action in the next minute, that I'm going to dump it in there so it's being captured. So no idea, no to-do list, nothing that enters into my little baby brain is lost in there. Because sometimes, or, you know, if you remember to get eggs while you're in Staples, that's kind of useless, right? And the brain is funny like that. So what I want to do is sometimes I'm driving and I have an idea comes into my head, or if I'm sitting petting my dog and I say, oh, yeah, I was supposed to do this for Larry, and I'll jot it down onto that notebook to my inbox. So everything that comes to my brain is captured in an in device. Now, this is not processing. It's simply being dumped in there. I do my going through my list twice in a week. One on either on Sunday or Saturday, whatever is your day off, and once at the beginning of my day. Some people that I work with in the past, they did in the evening for the night before. I like to do mine first thing in the morning after meditation. Right? So now I have my inbox. Everything that I want is in there. It's an ongoing list, and I keep moving the pages too. So once my page is kind of halfway taken up, I'll switch it to the next page. I mean, when the task lists are done halfway. When I'm in the morning, when I'm looking at my all these lists, says go to Staples, pick up ink, do this for Larry, you know, write the reviews, I'm launching a website, contact the content writer, send the Christmas gifts. So this, I'm looking through this list. And then I said, oh, okay, I can do these three things today and then one more. So now I have four or five things that comes from my churning inbox into today's list. The way that I work it is top of my page, because I'm using, you know, still pen and paper, also today's date, and I transfer those things from the back of my book into today's date. So it says, you know, whatever is today's date, the 18th, Monday, get Goldman Sachs info, prepare for talk, read a chapter on sailing, continue to change passwords. I change my passwords at the end of the year for the following year, get the commercial lease for one of my properties. So these were on my list of things today that was I was supposed to do. So I had this in the morning, and I'm looking at my day, and I go, okay, the Goldman stuff that is going to require an email. I get a prep talk. I'm going to do that in, you know, in my office. I am going to read a chapter in sailing. I need to change my passwords. I can change my passwords. That's going to need internet. While I'm going to the coffee shop hanging out, I can do that. So since the lease and my Goldman stuff is going to be at Staples, and I know that's when I don't have any brain power, which is going to be between 12 and 2, that I'm going to hit the Staples. Oh, and I know I have a talk at 9 o'clock, and I like to be prepared for it sharp, so that's going to go into the morning. So between 9 and 11 a.m., I'm prepping for tonight's talk. Does that make sense? So it's not rigid system. It is more fluid, because if I get up tomorrow morning and two of my employees called in sick and my wife says I'm leaving you, well, who cares about all my task lists? So what happens is when I have an inbox and I'm going through this stuff, I no longer have to worry about what am I forgetting, what's falling through the cracks, and what's happening, because everything is captured. And next thing, that when I'm finished with something, only thing that I have to do is open my notebook and take a look at it and see what is here that I can do where I am with my brain power at this moment in time. This system is borrowed from GTD methodology. Now, because I use a notebook, I took it up a notch, because what I realized is I have a lot of different projects that I'm working on. Notebook is allowing me to categorize it. And you can certainly do this on your computer too, categorizing your tasks based on projects. For example, I have ASAP calls, which is this one. I have a T-shirt project. That's a project. Subliminal coaching is a project. I have home projects, meaning, you know, fix the garage, get a solar panel, right? So I have these chunks of buckets. And when I dump these things into my inbox, and if I'm looking at it and it's something to do with the home, I will transfer that into my home project category. This way, later on a Sunday, I'm bored out of my head, nothing to do. I can just fire up my home project, and I can take a look at all the things that I have to do in my house. Wrap the tree for that silly worm thing. Empty the garage. Look for solar panels. You know, go to the attic, see what's out there. Cover the holes, dogs dark. Get bird feeder. Get bird feed, get bird seed, right? So if I'm at home, I can look at these things like, which one of these do I want to do? Yeah, I don't want to do anything right now but fill up a stupid bird feeder. That's all the power that I have right now, and that's just going to be fine. And I'm going to celebrate the shit out of it, because otherwise I'm hating myself right now. Does that make sense? What we're utilizing is capturing all the random ideas that comes to our brain, which is most of them are really important, but they're only important in the right time when we can take actions. Then we're separating the life into different segments. So you're going to take care of your physical body. You're going to take care of your mental health, right? Because who cares how much money you get in the bank if you're crazy? Who cares that, you know, you're super rich, but you let go of your body so bad, now you're diabetic? Now, at the same time, you also got to take care of your physical environment, right? You don't want to be a hoarder. You want to live in a nice place. When you get up in the morning, you don't want to feel like shit. And so we want to kind of have nice things around us. Three, money. You got to have money because without it, nothing. No one wants to talk to you, right? You can't buy a house. You can't find the nice things. So if you don't have money, you have to go get a job. That's how it works. And fourth is relationships. Again, these are all different areas of life that in combination, it forms your entire life. And so if you're, some days you may not be able to get to work out all day, all week, all month. But if you know at one point you're going to take care of this and it's on your list, right? And so now you're looking at it, you're making time, it's helping you focus on, oh, yeah, I want to go to that point. And, you know, I got to work on that. So when I put my projects, personal projects, house projects, career projects, physical environment projects, relationship projects, right? All of them. So if I'm trying to be a better person, to be attractive to other people, and, you know, I say, hey, you know what? I really would like to go to cruise and impress the ladies, so it would be really better for me to have a better physique, right? So now I have a health goal and a relationship goal, and so now I'm working out. And so now I'm thinking, maybe I want to go join a running club, or maybe I want to go skiing, maybe I want to go swimming. And so now what I'm doing is, hey, I'm taking care of myself. So this is a really good thing for me. I'm attacking two, three different fronts with simply taking one action that's on my list. So now what happens is this causes you to focus. It causes you, your brain, to actually start thinking in terms of successful outcomes and the cause and effect, because you are retraining your brain into looking for your own successes in which you can only build upon them. So once you start carving these little things, what happens is you're kind of building a momentum. And momentum is the key. It's just like surfing or skiing or any of the things that requires you to be in, you know, you're building a momentum. And this is true for all parts of life. It's true for relationships. It's true for money, it's true for your physical environment, it's true for your health, right? You said you swim. So if you're floating in a salt water, right, or if you're skiing on top of a mountain, right, and if you're balanced, there is no momentum, you're not skiing. You're only skiing when there is momentum, when you're going downhill. You're only swimming when you're moving forward. Until then, you're actually floating. So the momentum works slowly at first, but once it starts, then it's like surfing. You just kind of, at that moment, you're controlling it. And the best way to do that is, again, focus, meaning that you are focusing your energy on the things that matters to you at the optimum time. But if you're simply working, oh, I got to do this, I got to make 100 phone calls tomorrow because I got to work, I got to make 100 phone calls, but your heart is not in it, and you're just dialing for dollars, guess what? You are going to have 1% or less return on that investment. So it would be better for you if you're in a really crappy place and you don't want to make a phone call, say, you know what? I'm taking the day off. I'm going to go see a movie for the next 2 hours. I'm going to laugh at stupid Tom Cruise and how stupid he is. And then when I come back, I'm going to be in a better place, and I'm going to make the phone calls. And it's true that you may not be able to squeeze 100 phone calls, but your return on your investment is going to be a lot more, a lot higher than if you were to just go through the motions. And this is applicable for everything that you do. Time management is life management. Life management is management of your energy. That's why the football players are complaining about Thursday night playing football, right? Because not enough recovery time. It's the same thing for us too, especially if you're an investor and if you're doing this in a part-time or if you have a job or if you have a family or if you have if you have Crimea River, and if you have all this stuff, yeah. So what you want to be able to do is you're trying to establish a brand new career in 2 hours a day. Meanwhile, you're giving 8-10 hours a day somewhere else. So what may be better for your better return on your investment is when you know that those 2 hours are the only 2 hours you have, you want to make it count. You don't want to work on a stupid stuff that it doesn't serve you. You don't want to do things that you don't want to do, but you want to do the things that you're capable of doing, but give it all, right? So don't give a lip service, but whatever you're doing, yeah, do it. And then what that will do is, again, it'll give you that focus. It'll give you that, yeah, I can do it. And that's a muscle. And once that starts working, it starts working. Turk steps off his soapbox. So anyone else want to ask any questions? That was a lot. Let it sink in.
Turk, you mentioned something a few minutes ago about a video of your book. Where is the video?
Pardon?
You mentioned something a few minutes ago about putting a video out there of your book where you managed.
Yeah, it's on Facebook. I posted it on the inner
on social. On Facebook, okay. Yeah, I've got to go find your Facebook page.
It's not on mine. It's Lay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's called Official Larry Gorham's Inner Circle.
Okay.
All right. Does anyone have any questions about time management or anything that we covered today?
I'm sure I will after I've digested what you just said for a while, but for now, for me, that's sufficient.
Cool. Anyone else? All right, so I have a couple of questions for you if you guys are up to it, right? Are there any people who've been doing this, you know, having these calls a few times already? Like, are any of you repeaters, or how many of you are for the first time?
My son and I are second time.
Yeah, this is my second one with you. I've had two. I've been on two of Larry's and two of yours now.
This is Doreen. I've been on all of yours, but two, I think.
Nice. All right.
I've been on all of yours except for two.
Nice. Good.
Well, this is my first call with you. I've only been on one with Larry and one with you. I actually don't go to North Carolina until the 21st, so I joined in Orlando on the 1st. My first opportunity to be on the phone with you.
Oh, nice. Perfect. So I think this is our fifth month or so, something like that, I think. So our New Year started, and I think our next call, these calls are twice a month, first and third Monday of each month. So one thing that I noticed, and, you know, of course, Larry asked me to put these calls because he says, I got these people pay me good money. They come and do all this stuff. We give them all this knowledge, but they don't take action. And it sucks. He's a good teacher. Right? And it's not suggesting you fall into this group. I'm just saying how these calls came in. And I worked with Larry in the past. So this is what I do. I help people organize stuff and get into where they need to go. Larry have utilized my services to help with his organization, right? So he said, I want to be able to create a place for my people, for my inner circle people, that they can take the action and they know what they're doing because we give them the knowledge. But there is something that sticks in there. That prevents them from, you know, prevents people from taking the necessary action. Help to discover that. Help them discover that. and help them, you know, take what they need to do, kind of change that self-limiting beliefs, if that makes sense. I was like, well, that's cool, but, you know, who the hell are these people? You know, I don't want to deal with a bunch of, you know, real estate investors, right? And he's like, no, these are my people. This is really cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we wanted to develop all these things because two things. Larry wants to brag about your success, right? Because he can't brag about his success. He's not like me. Like, I like to brag. I like to brag about this because, you know, I do speaking now. I'm going to be somebody one day very soon. You'll see me in different places. And I want to be able to go back and say, hey, I work with these guys and we were able to get these results for them. The trick to that is, of course, is only you are responsible for your success. Now, one of my companies is a dog training company. In the old days, I used to hate when my customers had crappy dogs. And then I realized, it's not for me to decide what kind of a relationship those people want to have. Just as it's not Larry's job or it's not my job to make you successful. Now, we want to make sure that you have tools. We want to make sure that we're not on your way. And I want to make sure you're not on your way, meaning you're not blocking your own self from being successful, right? But I want to be able to give you tools. I want to be able to give you systems and things for you to be able to reach your goals, if that makes sense. And yeah. So 2018, starting in a couple of weeks, I was thinking we can reshape these things to be more helpful for you if you want another way for us to form this, if that makes sense. Like we could do more Q&As or what would be helpful for you. But again, I want to reiterate here, I'm not the real estate guy. I'm a personal development guy. Real estate questions are for Larry and his stuff. So my information is not going to, you know, I've been studying brain and human psychology while Larry was doing real estate. So you don't want to, like, you don't want real estate from me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead. Do you guys have any suggestions to make this more useful for you?
Well, Turk, one of the biggest challenges for a lot of us, I know, particularly for me and my husband, is fear. That old fear, what if we fail? What if we don't do it right? What if this doesn't work? Blah, 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 and it talks to us a lot. So
I don't believe that's true.
Well, it appears to be. So what would be the answer to that?
Appears to be and is are not the same thing.
Okay.
So what's the stickler? This is helpful for everybody, so... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For two things.
Right.
For one, they don't care. It's just another call to everybody else. For two, it's helpful. They go, oh, yeah.
Well, I've been on, I can say for myself, but I've been on even some of Larry's calls, and I hear, well, I'm afraid to do it, or.
Well, don't worry about them. Tell me about you.
Yeah. Just fear of getting started, and in my husband's case, he's afraid that he'll make a mistake.
So husband speaks for himself. I want you to tell me about you.
Okay. Well, fear of failure. I might do it wrong. I might not know the right things to do.
Well, what did you do today?
Not anything toward this.
Okay. What did you do yesterday?
Well, I was out of town. I was out of town, and I've been traveling, so I haven't done anything in the last several days toward my goal.
So let me ask you this. Well, that's kind of a cop-out, right? Because what's your goal? What your real goal is to be happy, nothing else. So if you were doing stuff yesterday, it's true maybe you didn't do what you should do, right? But if you were happy yesterday, that's a successful day.
Okay.
So what's the stickler? Why are you not, what have you not taken the action? Is it there are no leads, or there are no phones that's working, or you got no money, or, you know, what's the nitty gritty, not the spiritual? Why
mainly excuses, I guess, when you get down to it.
Okay, well, what are those excuses?
Well, I need to listen to Larry's live calls one more time so I can get down my script. I need to, I don't know if I know the contracts well enough, and I might make a mistake. And I know when I was working with David just said, just start making deals. Everything else will fall into place. Start making phone calls.
Okay, so yeah. What is the live caller going to answer for you?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you said.
So you need one more phone call with Larry. What will that get to you that you don't already have today?
Well, David said just start making offers, I guess. Once you start making offers. Huh?
I don't know who David is, but he's right.
Oh, David was Israel in the office. He was my counselor, if you will.
Okay.
I don't think he's not there anymore.
Oh, so you're just not taking action.
I'm not taking action. You're right.
Okay, cool. Well, that's easy.
Start taking action, right?
Yeah. So tomorrow, just do one action. No more. Don't hurt yourself. Just one action. Like,
okay.
I would say, tomorrow I'm going to pick up my phone and I'm going to think about making a phone call. You don't want to hurt your fingers just yet. Right? You're like, okay, if I can do that, it's a good day. And then if you're able to pick up your phone, you didn't hurt your finger, you're like, while you're doing that, you're like, hey, I did this today. Well, tomorrow, I bet you I can dial. I'm going to dial tomorrow just 3 digits.
Oh, that's right? Good.
So
yeah.
Put yourself a 7-day plan to make your first phone call. So by the time you hit, if you start tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, by Friday, you should be able to make one phone call, you know, the digits.
Yeah, okay.
And not make a phone call. I wouldn't even worry about making a deal yet. I mean, making a deal is, that's going to take at least 20 phone calls.
Yeah.
Making an offer. They're going to send it to voicemail. You know what I mean? And so I would just go for baby steps. Stick to baby steps.
Okay,
so,
that sounds good.
Yeah, and now what that's going to lead into is if you make one phone call today, right? I mean, this week,
mm-hmm.
not today.
Yeah.
So it's Monday. We got plenty of time. Right? So next week, you can start with your first phone call because you've done it already on Monday. Right? You go by Tuesday, I can make, I bet you, 3 phone calls. So I would say, think about doing maybe 10 phone calls before making even an offer.
Right, okay.
Just call and say, hey, I'm calling to say Happy Hanukkah. And they're like, oh, we're Christian. You're like, okay, in that case, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Right? And
right.
Then they're like, thank you. And then you're like, okay, cool, that's my job today. I'm done. Have a nice day. But you gotta remember, you have to celebrate. 1, 2 is once you accomplish one goal, you can't go back. I mean, you can, but that's like being a loser. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's good.
I think you can do it. I think you should make a goal because our next call is going to be on the 1st of January, New Year's Day. You guys just don't know how special you must be for me, because I celebrate New Year's, and to be on the call on the 1st is, you're really special to me. Well, Larry is special to me, and so you're special to me.
So you're going to appreciate that.
You're going to do your call on the 1st.
So what I want you to do by the 1st of January, right?
Uh-huh.
Is maybe do a phone, you know, you want to be done by a phone call.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I think by New Year's, you should be able to make 10 phone calls.
Okay.
You know, and that will get you, if you get 10 phone calls by New Year's, in the New Year, start making offers. But I wouldn't worry about offers this year.
Okay.
I mean, that's 15 days. Not nearly enough time to get your lungs under you.
Okay.
Cool.
And I'll take that challenge with you, and we can be accountable to each other. How's that?
Okay.
Well, that's great. I think you guys should do this on Facebook Inner Circle.
Okay. I'm Paula, okay. Just so you'll know.
Paula.
Yes.
Who's the other person?
Doreen.
All right, Doreen. Paula is going to keep you in check.
And you're going to keep me in check. Because I have the exact same problem.
Okay, well, I've heard enough of the people that I know that I'm not the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool.
Beer's my big thing, too.
Hey, this was good. I'm excited. Thanks, Paula.
I am, too.
Good way
absolutely.
To stand up or, you know, step up.
Yep, I might as well stick it out there and either get it. Well, I'll either be successful or I'll get my hand chopped off, one or the other, but I got to make some motion, so that's a good thing. Accountability is a very strong thing.
Yeah, it's important. All right. Mm. Anyone else want to clarify or clear anything out? All right. Any suggestions on how to make these better, more useful for you?
Well, I kind of like the format. I mean, I've only heard two, but I like what you've done so far in that you have a certain amount of information that you come on and share, and then you open it up for questions. Because I like, I don't always know what question to ask. And so by you leading in with information, many times that'll trigger something in my head that I want to ask that I'd forgotten. So I think that's real helpful.
Well, I've been on most of Turk's phone calls, and I always come away with some little jewel
mm-hmm.
every time.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
All right. So the format will leave it as is, you know, unless later on we change it.
The format will be what?
We'll keep it as is, like this way, until we find something better, if we find something better. All right, so what is, as far as subjects that you guys want to cover in 2018, what would be helpful for you? What can we offer?
I'll need to think about that.
Cool.
I'll put that down on my list of things to do.
Perfect. So what we'll do then, if that's cool, in 2018, being the New Year's, what I usually do on New Year's is actually, you know, first week, or actually I usually take the first 10 days or so, I work on planning for my new year. And so if you want, we can work on those things, again, kind of continuation what we've done today, but more kind of either from more broad or more specific to real estate, which will be right after the Christmas, well, it will be on 1st of January. And then what we can do is we can maybe put in some accountability things. And so actually maybe moving on forward, we can kind of keep track of where you are with the use of Facebook, because I didn't know that you guys had your own Facebook until a couple of days ago. And as I said on that Facebook page, I didn't know some of you actually send emails that I haven't gotten until last week. And that's on me. That was absolutely, I was like, hardy hell, I got this. And I had no idea. So I apologize for being late, but now I check it regularly. And we have a Facebook page that's designated just for you. So I think integrating some accountability into it for you would be helpful. So between the calls, you can actually, you know, it motivates me. It may or may not for you, but I think if you publicly say, hey, I'm going to do this, it kind of, you know, you want to do it. And so I think we can integrate that into the mix. And I think that would be good. That would be fun.
Yeah, I think it's powerful because for me personally, it forces me to do something that I might have been exceedingly reluctant to do before and could just blow it off and say, well, I'll work on that next week. But by having accountability, I feel more pressure, and so that's a good thing. I feel a sense of urgency.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a good idea. Perfect. Anyone else? Well, in that case, let's wrap it up. Wish you guys Merry Christmas, and if you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah, which is ongoing. Happy New Year. Please be safe. You know, crazy people go out there. Don't kill grandma if you can help it, or, you know, don't let the grandkids kill you in the process. Keep breathing. Inhale, exhale, repeat as needed. And I'm looking forward to seeing you on first. Again, these are ASAP calls, Advanced Success Accountability Partnership. So we want to help you be successful on your journey. Twice a month, first and third Monday of each month, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. My name is Turk Akbar. Easiest way to find me is on social media. I'm launching a new hashtag, Total Self Help. If you Google hashtag Total Self Help, you can find me. And I promise you, I am checking ASAP email. So you can certainly shoot an email to ASAP@LarryGoins.com, and that also will get to me. Please let us know how we can improve things. And have a nice evening, everyone.
Thank you,
you too.
Thank you
so much.
Good night.
Good night.